I just want to try to be misarba the halachas of Chavalah, Seda, regards to Mazikim, etc. What's mutter, what's asur. One or two of the points which I think make life a little bit clearer. Okay, so it's very clear in halacha we differentiate between first of all, we find the chiddush over here that there's a heter to do the malacha to prevent nezik. So it says the heter in the Shin Zayin and Siv Zayin in regards to the Isser Tzeda. Then again, in Sifu, here it is. So there's a heter in Seda in Siv Zayin, the heter in Chavalah in the Netil Shoma in Sif Yud. In Siv Zayin, we do not differentiate between Rotzon Acharov and not Rotzon Acharov. It says that the person wants to be Sadar Nachash or Akrav. Because Shal Yishchena was mutter. Good. In Sif Yud, so if there are Mimisim Varai, so that's a Kadas of Oshis, and it's mutter because it's a Kadas of Oshis. If they're Shar Mazikin, which he puts Nochash and Akrav, Mamak Mashem and Misin, I think the post can now assume that an Akrav is considered more dangerous. Depends whether the Rotz Acharov or not Rotz Acharov. If the Rotz Acharov is Mutal Hargo, so that's the heter you have before Tziv Zayin. But if not Rotz Acharov, there's this new din, you have to daras the Fitumoy. Now Rashi learns in the Gemara, daras the Fitumoy, the heter is because it daras any miskavin. So Mechaber comes along and stresses, no, all the Rishonim argue in Rashi, and the heter is a filled with miskavin, not like Rashi. So we created a heter similar to the heter we have in Siv Zayin, but over here we require that it should be done in a way where it's not nicker that's your intent. So Tzuratz Acharov, it's nicker misaratzmoy that your purpose over here is not to do is just to protect yourself. And in Tzuratz Acharov, you have to create a perception as if you're not interested in doing it. Whereas by Seda, you're allowed to do Seda Behedya. We're not worried about the appearances of how it perceives. Comes the Shar Tzion in Sif Zayin and sort of touches on this Nakuda. So the Shar Tzion in Sif Katan Lamates, he brings in the Nahar Sholem. So the Shar Tzion says the same. I'm putting words in his mouth. The same way in Sif Yud, I came along and I said that it has to be done in a way which is clear that your goal is to protect yourself, not for other purposes. So by Tzeda, maybe my purpose is I want to use the item. Well. So, Mechaber does not seem to bother that by Tzeda. By Chavalah, if it's Rotz Acharov, that's pretty obvious. If it's not Rotz Acharov, so you have to do it in a way it's not near a kilo, your Kavanah is to do it. Comes along the Shar Tzion and says that the Nar Sholem is Medayik from the Rambam. That the Rambam says, "Nachnizim says klik derech shart seida einoch." You shouldn't do haknasa. You have to do like a type of a seida, which is looks like you're taking it. The old seida, obviously, the goal is to take it. Do the type of seida which you. I'm not sure. I can't say my trapping skills are the greatest thing in the world. I know what would be the case exactly that he wants you, yes, to do, but you shouldn't do it in the regular way. So I think the assumption would be that the marshal to use a trap, you know, which is made for that purpose, you shouldn't use. You would have to use, if I have a situation where.
So the case of the Nachash.
So Kriyas Kli is not considered normal. Normal thing, you use a trap or something like that, right? So that's what you would do. The Mishabura says your Kaifa Aleim Kli or Kosher Son. I don't know exactly what Shira is exactly and why that's not normal. Not normal, I have to tell you, I admit very comfortably that my knowledge of Seder is not, whether in kosher them is called normal Seder, not called normal Seder, I have no idea. I don't really like fishing, forget about hunting. Okay. But that being said, Im Kol Zeh, there seems to be that there's a Chiluk L'maisa between Seder and that. One chiluk. Second chiluk, which is Mavur in Siftes, is the case of the parish. So the parish, it says that also the tzoidah yom ken hu oil basaroi v'oiksoi. You can't do tzoidah unless it's already biting you, and the Shabura that deals with maybe it's mutter when it's about to bite you, once it's inside your clothing, it's good, it might come to do a kitza. So he says it's preferable not to do it. So grabbing it, you want to grab the bug, that's seder. You have the item. That's mutter. If it's ready, it's mutter. If it's about to bite you, it's better to try to flick it away, because that's not seder. But if you need to, you could be certain that seder is mutter. But also lahargo, you can't kill it. So the situation for the tsar katan of the parish, which is considered a tsar katan, they were not matter the Isra of Kabbalah, they were matter the Isra of Seder. So here we have a chiluk. Here there's a very clear chiluk between Seder and Kabbalah. The two chilukim are in Kabbalah. We, in the case of the Nachash, these type of things, which are not, it's not Sakana, it's only Mutter, it's Ratz Acharav, not Ratz Acharav. You need this requirement of Lefi Tumay. And by Seder, we're not Mechalik. And the second is over here by the case of Parish. Now, what's the difference in the case of Parish and the other cases? So the Parish can really see it as three different Madregas. There's things which are Sakana, like the Lashon Mechaber, the Noishkim Amisim Varai. So you can do Hariga, you can do Seder, there you're dealing with issue of Sakana, and therefore it's totally mutter. Now, the next thing is the next madrega is Nachash Va'akrav, that Malkam Hashem and Misim. So the Heter over here is not Sakana Savashas. So the Heter over here is, and we're saying over here, you're allowed to do Hariga. We said by the case of Parsha, you can't do Hariga. So the difference is Sargadol and Sarkatl. This would be Sargadol. Define those words is challenging, right? If it's a very strong type of a pain, so because our matter, even Kabbalah. If it's only a paris, which is a bug, which it's uncomfortable, it's painful a little bit, it's not, so there they were not matter Kabbalah, they were matter Seder. Okay. Then there's the next thing over here in Siftes is the Heter of Kinim. Kinim is Mutter Lahargon, and that's because the Kinim, which, because I was talking about, they're not Parvarava, they grow from the Ipush, etc. So the place we grapple with nowadays, we have this Heter of Kinim. Riyashav is Machmaran, the Kinim which we have nowadays, he says the Kinim which we have nowadays you don't have this Heter. Because they're also just like a power shows also. An interesting hechatims of that halacha lemaisa. Besides, you know, what do you do with kids? Kids have nits. You know, are you allowed to? So you would not be allowed to kill them. If it's inside of the child very much, so there are places in which are matar, and they say, you know, your chesh is the chumra. But in the case where it's being mitzarim a lot, you'll be sorry on the din of the Gemara that kinner and mutter. That's an interesting case. Another interesting case is a person who has intestinal worms. So pulling them out kills them because they die when they come out of the body. So are you allowed to pull them out? But they're like kinim. They're part of a rubber inside the person. They don't have a regular. So Malkum where it's our person harbe. So I said the Rosh Shabbos he's matur to pull them out.
Based on what? Thank you, Bissema. It's not part of a rubber.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bissema.
Yeah. Okay. So now, so I just want to be mazur in the steps of the soup.
Wash. In other words, Mikhala Roshay Loya Hargay. Roshay, I'm sorry. You've got to do this with that.
I mean, if you assume our kinim have the heads of kinim, yeah.
I know that's just the
thing. It's just that I would think that Magen Avraham says that even on the Shabbat of the God, there would be a lot of throwing into water. That would be like throwing shampoo, would be throwing into water.
The point is they shouldn't come back. They're just
right.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was trying to understand the chilul between Seda and Chavala. So, we're dealing with the Rabbanans. The two Lashon HaSeda Lugufa. In both scenarios, the Seda, I'm not using the item, and the Chavala, it's not the Tarkhut that I'm attention. Leave me out the Rabbanan for now, let's deal with the Rabbanan separately. So, both the Rabbanan. So, that much is. Malachas HaSeda Lugufa, Bechlau, Chazal, we're not matter too much in Malachas HaSeda Lugufa. Because it's a very chomer dikah. There's a ram later on in Kol Kisvei. The ram deals with Mishnah says the dinim of Amir Lakum in regards to putting out the leka. So there's all these dinim of Amir Lakum. He says, I don't understand. It's a shoes to shoes. You're not planning to use the wood afterwards. So you're not doing the. It's a shoes to shoes. Malkum has to go, which is mutter. So what's this whole discussion over here about the you can't say Amir Behedja. You can say call it. You all these different dinim. You can say, tell the great Behedja to put it out. She says that those atayrim don't apply to Malachim Shem Tzilu Gufa. It's a more common than Kudur Rabbanan because it's the exact same isis of the rice, and the whole head is based on the Kavanah because I do not want to be making on it. So they weren't mad to Malachim Shem Tzilu Gufa alone. Okay. Lachara, it's Makalkal. In the case of Kabbalah, that gets involved with is Makalkal a Kabbalah Chai? We're not the Dion Hadalan of Maskana the Gemara and Kuvav and Manalev. But there definitely are the Rambam seems to learn that the Maskana Gemara is Makalkal, but Kabbalah is Potter. So it's assuming that we assume Makalkal, so it's Makalkal. By Seda, I don't know whether it's a mechalkal, but it's not a masakin, I mean, I don't have no use for the thing. So I'm being matter seda and not being matter kabbalah. So the chiddush chiluk is ain't a bit of nitzin. So by seda there is another derabbanan over here because ain't a bit of nitzin, which doesn't exist by kabbalah. Kabbalah applies to all things except for kinyan. So malach tenis in the gufa they weren't matter because of that alone. Leaving out mechalkal because I'm not sure by seda there is it's considered a mechalkal or not. I don't think it is. Just not a tikkun, but it's not a makalko. So you have to don what's nicker on that. But it's Eben and Itzid. So the case of the parish is Eben and Itzid. So they said, Dut Seda. Hariga, you have the I. It's not Enesichlo Gufa. They were not Enesichlo Gufa because of Tsar Kata. In the case of. That's Siftas.
How far does it go?
Bees. So
we're just wondering is it possible that the reason why we now fell apart is because is it clear that even if there's absolutely another way to get rid of the part that I'm killing, that it would still be awesome?
Well, I can go WAP. WAP is not Seder, it's killing you.
Is that true?
There's a bowl. Is a bowl? I don't think it's a bowl because I don't have anything. It's not Seder.
You
can't call it Seder.
I didn't do Seder. And Shaman? That's primarily how you hunt deer, right?
That's an interesting question.
We weren't sure.
It seems to be. I saw somebody speak about it, but I think even if it's true, it's because you have a carcass afterwards. When I go whap on the bug, I don't have anything left after. Period. So that's not. That's just a rego. I don't have a dead bug. I have nothing.
You do with the parrot. There seems to be something you could do.
I don't know.
I didn't
say that. If I have a squash, nothing. There's nothing useful for it. It's not Seder. Seder means I get something. What do I want to do with it? The Chab Gornish. That's not Seder. It's Chavala.
That's what I'm just saying. No, we were wondering the Mashal by a tick, right? So the only way to get rid of a tick is you have to pull it out.
Right.
It's very, you're talking, you'll kill it, but you're squeezing it.
Right.
To pull it out. It's tapping all the way to get. That's like Malila.
Right.
No. That was a shot. When there's no other option.
In the case, there's not Sakana.
Right. Sorry, we'll take the relationship test to Sakana right now. Anyway. Come on, let me know that. That will be us.
It seems to be, yeah. Okay. So that's Masber Sif test. But when I get the Din of Sif Yod and Sif Zayin, I'm more confused. Okay. Why? Okay, so in Sif Yud, so let's go with the same halach over here. So we're saying that when it comes to Chavalah, I have this thing which is not Ratzach Rav, but it's not a Sakana, it's not Mimisvadai, it's not a Sakana, and we're matter it with very limited types of cases. So it's Targadol, so you're matter it in the Sikh of the Gufa. Say if it's Ratzach Rav, so it's obvious what you're doing. We said you can kill it out. The hat is not a single gufa. Sargadol, we're matter. It's not Rosh Acharub, it's not so obvious. They're only matter, it doesn't look too much. In Sif Zion, we're talking about the same thing. We say Mishushal Yishchad was mutter, and that's Shmuel's din, that this is one of the three cases in Shas in the Mishnah where it means mutter, because then it's Sigul Gufa.
That was heat, that was fire.
And there's no difference in Ratzachar or not Ratzachar of Ramatrit Lagamri. So we're being more Makel by Tzeda than over here. The problem is you can't give me the Teretz of Adam and Hizanitzin. Why? Because the Machaber's Lashon is Imr Fuakai. Means you're talking about a nachash or a nachash, which people would capture for the purpose of taking the venom to use as an antidote for the bite. So it's called minanitzit. That's why I'm looking for Yishchai. And so we're saying Mishon Yishchai was mutter. We're not differentiating with how you have to do it. So we're being more makel by tzeda than we are by chavolah. Okay. So the Mishabura, I think, answers the question, even if he doesn't ask it.
Okay.
He asked the Kasha, how does the Rambam deal with this thing? Because this is Lashon Rambam. It's the Rambam's passage of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to tie this heter to the Menesik Lagufa. So the Rambam passes like your Behuda, and the Sikh Lagufa is Kayim. We should pass in this case as also. Or Kayim. Right, the Rambam passes this case as Mutter. So how do you understand the Rambam? So Melvad working out the Sigas of Gemara, there's a piece of Chaim working out the Sigas of Gemara, but Melvad that, but what's talking to Sora? So he says the Sora that the answer is it's Misastik Ba'alma. Because he doesn't want Etzim Seda, he wants to be Mavriyachit. He wants to be Mavriyachit. So we spoke about this once before, as I told you, the Archa Shulchan, as the Kanech. He says, Seda is one of these, like, challenging Malachas to be Mavriyachit. exactly what the malacha is. But he says that the mesada of the malacha, because you didn't really change the item, the mesada of the malacha is the fact that you are getting the item to use it. That's the malacha. So anything with gufo means we're getting the item, and but my goal is not the normal goal, right? But if my goal is not, it's not to have it. That's not pshat. It's the malacha and it's the gufo. That's not the malacha b'chlal. The Rambam is saying. So when it comes to Seder, I'm not doing Seder. I'm not doing Seder with a heter. It's misasik ba'alma. This is the opposite of Seder. Even though I've actually captured the item, but if my goal is to make it not have it, I didn't do Seder. I didn't acquire the item. That's the chiddush of the Rambam is saying. So the car, that should be Masber, even though it's the Rambam. So the heter over here is not because it's Yichel Gufa, which by Kabbalah it's the same heter. And over there we make all these different, even though it's our Gadol, it's Mutter, we're only Matter it in conjunction with it's Watacharov, etc. By Seder we don't make such a Tanai, because by Seder you have another Tzadkula, the fact that it's a Misasik. Okay.
Why is the Magen Avraham Taka saying the Heter not in the Rambam? Like, why is he bothering with that?
Okay, I'm not answering all the questions. What do you mean?
He's telling the truth from Shinya Tess by Burri.
Says, like I said before, in Shinya Zayin and Lagabi, Shinya Zayin and Lagabi Tzayin. During the Mashiach Pasuk, went over there and said, "Zachos she misasik lo yuskanu with mutter." Him come to the Rambam. So the same way that's true. That's I want to use that timasber. Why you can be mutter the din of sila, right? I thought that he's, I don't know like that. I learned that it's true by Nachash. It's true. My question is the sushtel to see look a good sushtel? But not that he's saying I'm a super super kind of the Nachash.
That's my first drama. I'm says here besides.
He's saying, yeah, because there are many places. No, he says there are many places who argue with the Rambam and say the Heter is because they're Tzikla Gufa. So it means there's not, you don't have this other Swara. No, he says. Well, the other ones don't have to come out to this other sword. He's saying, but even so, I'm going to be semichan over here. I don't think that beats him. That the sword is not correct.
No, you're saying that all the places held in the Rambam, then would have been happy. But it's saying that he was mutter without making any.
No, the other person happy. It's Talon Rebuter and Reb Shimon, according to that. All other Rishonim say it's Talon Rebuter and Reb Shimon. It can't be smart and satisfied.
Okay, you're right. One second. You learn the Gemara Kifshuta. It's only what according to Yehuda Yechai. So why do you say the story means Asik? That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
It works well. This is far. The part is it was in the yuchad. It's far. The yuchad kneitz.
Yeah, problem is I'm saying that the more it's mavura, not like that. The more it says, if you learn the more, not like the way the Rambam learns, the more is tying it into Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Right, so it makes sense that it's not such a close conflict between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, because they're not arguing the science.
It's not worldwide.
It's not a worldwide, but yeah, it's just specific to Tzad that has this extra page, which allows the Rambam to see the science.
Correct, but then you're saying the other Rishonim is saying even by Tzad you don't have the Sora Misasi. Right.
Yeah. I'm really saying not by Tzad. To be alacha and masa, that the Rishonim is not the Rambam. You're talking to two different things. You know, the ones up there.
What?
No, Pashtus, the Rambam's acquiring that some Sora to map is Misasi too, but the Rishonim says it's not meant to map is Misasi. Yeah, it's two different ways to cut it.
Okay, so so bees are an interesting question. Where's my so the Beis Yosef early on in the Simmon. Says a line over here which he holds that that the worm are considered b'minim nitzut. So he holds the bees have a din of minim nitzut. The pashas of the Gemara is mashman al idat. It's like the Magaram says, I don't know what he's saying, the Gemara says that the bees are not minim nitzut.
Could that depend on like what city slash like context, or that has to do with a yes or no answer?
Well, they're both being mashman Gemara. So and it might be true, I'll leave it them as I don't know, but in regards to the Shakatayr between the two of them, they're handling Hadal and Gemara, so you're going to get stuck on that. All right? The Mishnah Berurah mentions it. Back at the beginning of the Siman.
What difference will it make if it's women and needs to be?
So
either that didn't seem to make a difference.
I wanted to say to. So we said parish. The reason I put your more makel if I'd say to my parish versus a review because they don't need it.
Right, but then he proves it's not, that can't be the Vart, right? Same with Nachash.
That's only by Nachash, we don't see the Parash.
No, so there's two different dinim. One which I'm coming along and I'm being matter at mitzvah, the dinim lachshein esikah l'gufa, or this other sor, whatever it is, and I'm saying that we're more makel by tzeda versus chabala, and I have to figure out why. Then I came to the dinim Parash, which is a sarkatan, and I came and said Parash, it's mutter, if it's already been oikitsu or about to be oikitsu, what's mutter? And that's mutter to do seda and not chavala because and when it's it.
You're suggesting.
Right. Okay, we're saying that. So now, so according to
the Sarvatasis, then Parish is also making Sassi.
But they're saying, according to all the Rishonim, it works all the way around. We're saying, you see that you don't say that Sora. That's what Rabbi Frank just pointed out. So, called the Mishnah, the Chiluk is not a Misasik. The Chiluk would be. It's Taka, not called a Misasik.
We don't know what the Chiluk is by Nachash.
Well, called Kachas by Parshman Nachash. Correct. Right. So, now I want to know, do I have. What's my status by bees? Right. So, I call it, if it's called Min and Nitzid. So the same way I can't do Harigalach, I can't do Tzed either. It was called Minu Nitzed, according to the Beis Yosef. So the right place is not the Beis Yosef, it's called Enu Minu Nitzed. So that much will be true, that if the bee is about to sting you, you're allowed to trap the bee.
Out's Parish.
Out's in a Parish.
No one in the Mises says that Parish is because of Enu Nitzed. No one actually says that that's necessary.
I'm saying bee is not worse than that. I'm just saying that bee is more calmer.
That
bee is more calmer. Now, the child is, can you come along and argue that a bee is goes into the madrega of
Akrav
and those type of things. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he sees bees as not being the same as Akrav. They're Tarkov. They're the same thing as Parish. So if it's about to bite you, it's mutter. Again, not so much person has an allergic reaction. But he deals with them as being the same as. Do you want to talk nowadays? Can that change? The metzias of bees change, and metzias of people change.
People, maybe. Yeah.
So metzias, some of the bees didn't change. People probably became bigger wimps than they used to be. That's probably for sure true.
The people are from the family that keeps bees in Lakewood, and how many people go there and they have a whole farm. So they get stung all the time. They're like, no big deal. You can get used to it, apparently. You don't get used to that. They claim that it's like,
somebody becomes part of your job.
What?
No, they were saying that it's like, once it becomes part of your job, it's not a big deal. Fight again.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he's judging from.
I think that's probably true. We are bigger wimps than we used to be. That's like you said, male raya is that, once you make a decision that you'll deal with it, you deal with it. We have difficulty dealing with anything. But to capture it before it's about to bite you, just because it's buzzing around, right? So you're getting scared of it. So
anxiety.
What?
Anxiety.
So is there hetzer for anxiety? Seriously, you're going into therapy, right? So there is a concept in halacha of mental illness, and that's considered a sakana. The person talk about the scenario. There's a child is trapped in a room, and it's a lot of the malachos arises to get him out because the anxiety of a child and the fear of being trapped by himself, etc., is such that there's a sakana for the child. There's a sakana for the there's no danger to the child, just the anxiety. But that anxiety is the anxiety of a level which we don't know what a child might do in his. Right? The stama heter for anxiety, it's hard to be mata things for anxiety, depression, etc., just alone on that, and it's a real clinical issue. I just want to point that out. I mean, the biggest raya is my case over there of the leika. There was no sakana fashas, so Chazal weren't mata you to do anything, to put it out. There's no sakana fashas, so the law is you can't put out the fire.
You're saying it's harbe.
So I wanted even to call the fire. If there's no sakana, I can't call them. If it's involved doing malachas to call them, so if it's sakana, I call them. Right? But there's no sakana, I can't. I mean, it's pretty depressing to see his whole house, all of his property. I told you my mice I had with the guy was coming from. I mentioned this one time in the Kibbutz. I thought it was absolutely out of my mind. I mean, he had a house out, and there was no other house nearby, so there was no sakana. It was him, his wife, and his child. All three are outside, so there's no sakana. It's not going to put the next house on fire. You live over here, the wind takes the next.
Safe house.
What?
For that reason, they have a safe house.
But they should have somebody else there just in case. Okay. So, mutter. It can be quite depressing, So that tough. That's you tough it out. So I'm not part of things because of anxiety.
But here the heter is a heter tzar. So, would be. Can you call that tzar?
Right, but they're saying the heter of tzar means a physical tzar, right? If you would have a person who has a special sensitivity to it, even if it's not an allergic reaction, it's extremely painful for him. But Hashem doesn't mutter. They have some differentiation between bees versus some hornets, or it's a much more painful sting. So that would be more like the sting of an acro, which.
Shazo, if you wanted to put out. This is really the last one discussion. If you want to put out like honey or something for them to get stuck in, that would be the Morgan Abram with putting out a mousetrap.
So I'm not sure it's the same. Okay, so just talk about that for a second. So Lachara, putting out a mousetrap is a grama. So why is it also? Right, so it's a Tosis before Nafid Zion. The Tosis learns up in the Gemara that because the nature of Tzeda is through this process of putting out traps and then trapping, so you can't do it on Shabbos. Is it the rice or the rabbanon? This is going to be more complicated. If the animal, that more chlorotosis, you put out a trap, and the animal walks into the trap immediately after you put it up, so that's a malach of the rice. Even though he didn't do anything, the trap did it. So the chartzik rama, even if it happened immediately, that's closer to your chayiv than that. Means that goes into the definition of the malach of tzeda, is using these, like the Rambam says, using a dog to use for tzeda is also called tzeda. I'm not doing it, the dog is doing it. Because this is how you do say this. That's the malacha. Right. Zara Rumasayatu type of a surah that the more says that's malacha Moshe, but it's a Torah or Bishul. You put it into the oven. I don't bake it. The fire bakes it. So that's what happens immediately. If it happens later on, what's the status of that? Do you say that's all considered right there? Hemshech of his maisa, so that's not called grama. It's the raisa or it's the rabbanon. But even if it is, could be it's only the thing which is done the lamed says, because that's derech seder. So I'm going into this territory. I don't know what's called derech seder on bees, but if trapping them in honey is called derech seder. And that's how you normally, again, it's seder means it's seder of taking it to use it.
Right.
Not the seder of to kill it. So I don't think using honey, so let's say you have bee traps. I don't know, bee traps, even them, the goal is not to have them to use them, it's to have them to kill them.
Probably the way they do it, that's them, they don't trap them at all. Right? The way professionally, they probably just attract them, they don't
trap
them.
Right.
Not the point.
Does that matter whether it's a bee or if it's like a marsh, like housewives? Would it matter because you're killing it? So does it matter to set up a trap that's going to end up killing it?
Okay, so
now,
you know, well,
the gabi chavala, the grom is not. If you're asking me, it's not the chavala shaboy. So grom, it's that's not different than any other malacha. It's not like seder. The din of groma, but groma is not mutter lechatchila. Makom seder, we're matter groma, not shul makom seder. Groma is aser. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Because I have a tsar. Groma.
No, I'm saying what type of tsar
you're
talking about. It's
no physical tsar. The mosquito's going to bite. Right. The thing is,
you wouldn't be able to.
So now, interesting question which came up is, mosquitoes. So mosquitoes normally you have a dinner parish, I mean the bite is not comfortable, you know, but that's about it. If in a scenario where mosquitoes are carrying potentially life-threatening illnesses, so you do what you need to do to prevent it. What about a case where it's not a life, but it would be, for most people, a healthy person is not life-threatening, but it's going to be, he'll get sick for a period of time. You know? West Nile virus, etc. There were people dying from it, there was people which were compromised health, but the average person, it would make him, give him a flu-like symptoms or something like that. So that lechara, which should be done to the din of now it's like nachash v'akrav. It's not sarkotin, it's sargadol. So
that's and those things also are besides life threatening. You need medication, right? Probably without medication, it is.
I don't know. I'm not sure that I don't know. Uh-huh. Like, you know, Zika, unless it's a pregnant woman, Zika is dangerous for the child. It's a child, but for adults, you know, some people it doesn't bother them at all. Some people get flu-like symptoms. If potentially there's, you know, I can argue, listen, there's a pregnant woman somewhere in the neighborhood, so I should kill this mosquito because I'm going to save the pregnant woman. You know, there's like 40 million other mosquitoes. That's hard to say that's the heter. If there'd be one in here in the house, and there's one mosquito in the house, I understand. You know, there's a pregnant woman in the house, and there's a mosquito in the house. Maybe, you know, okay, I get it. But I'm saying, but it's our goddle. So you need a heter. Do you need a heter rotach or rov? So I didn't say anybody say this behedja, but I think the nature of mosquitoes is that they're always rotach or rov. So lechera, in a case where there's a concern that they have, they can make a tzargodol. So you lechera, you should be allowed to trap them. You should be allowed to kill them. I did not see anybody say that behedja, but that would seem to me that that's correct.
Even if they're not rotach, the rotach would be allowed to kill it out straight up.
But this is only with dangerous
mosquitoes, right? Otherwise, it's
sarcoma. So a tick with Lyme disease also. It's not bad for life threatening Lyme disease also.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable, but it's not life threatening. But it's the same thing. You would have that.
We have a hat, right?
Brother.
What about at 2 in the morning?
Huh?
The mosquito at 2 in the morning.
You can never catch. You can never catch a mosquito. It's not good.
I would tell you, move on with life. Okay. Fine.